Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is WD8QCN activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our club website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and similar information related to the radio art. Does anyone have a topic for discussion this evening? If so, please call WD8QCN now.
WD8QCN, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Julia Bravo. I do not have any questions at the moment, but I am just transmitting right now to let you know that I am attending this net. Over.
Right, KQ4, what was your suffix again, please?
No problem. It's Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie as in cat, Juliet as in Joe, and Bravo as in bear. Over.
All right, thanks very much for checking in. We'll take a round of check-ins in a moment or two here. Got a few announcements and things to go through first. But thank you for joining us. We'll come back to you shortly. Let's see. I do have a few announcements, and I do have a topic, which we'll get to shortly. First of all, go through the solar indices here. Solar fluxes pop back up to 128. With a sunspot number of 62, K index of 4, A index of 63. Geomagnetic field is a little active, so the bands are a bit noisy, a little QRN out there. Let's see, club meetings coming up this Thursday, the 8th, at 7:15 p.m. down in Warrenton. VE test session Saturday, the 17th, at 9:30 a.m. in Stafford. The next club breakfast is the 24th at 8:30 a.m. at the Wegmans out there in Gainesville. And then we're looking for volunteers to man the Vint Hill Farm Station on October 1st and 2nd, looking for both CW and sideband operators for both days from 0800 to 1700, and that'll be operating under the call sign Kilo4Victor. Do a quick rundown here of the technical topic I had picked out for today, since I was starting back down the kind of the technician training list here. We talked about resistors last time around. Today I was going to discuss seven types of capacitors. Two major types or subtypes are fixed capacitors and variable capacitors. These two contain different types, including non-polarized and polarized for the fixed group, and tuning and trimming for the variable group. Variable capacitors typically have a set of interleaving plates or overlapping plates, and by adjusting the amount of interleaving, you change the capacitance. Now, compared to resistors, an interesting thing about capacitors is that instead of adding capacitance when you put them in series, it actually divides it. So if you put two 100 microfarad capacitors in series, you end up with 50 microfarads, but your voltage rating goes up. And again, it's kind of opposite from resistors, so when you put those two in parallel, you get 200 microfarads. Subtypes among fixed capacitors include ceramic, electrolytic, film and paper, supercapacitors, glass, air gap, vacuum, silicon, and silver mica are in a different class. Some are named based on their application, such as motor capacitors for starting, suppression, power capacitor, DC link, audio crossover, snubbers, lighting ballast, coupling, bypassing, or decoupling. These types are further categorized into two major groups, polarized and non-polarized. For example, film capacitors and ceramic capacitors are among non-polarized ones, while supercapacitors are electrolytic capacitors in the polarized group. Among popular types of capacitors, you can easily spot ceramics. This capacitor type can help out in many different applications, such as audio and RF, due to their economical prices as well as their reliability. Ceramic capacitor values start from a few picofarads up to 0.1 microfarads. Their loss factor depends on the dielectric in the system, but all in all, the number is still considered to be particularly low. Electrolytic capacitors are polarized. They're great for low-frequency applications such as audio coupling and power supply filtering. They can provide high capacitance values that are usually somewhere above 1 microfarad. Film and paper capacitors. Different film capacitors such as polystyrene film and metallized polyester film capacitors have been designed to suit specific needs. The polystyrene film capacitors are among economical types of capacitors that contain limited frequency response up to a few hundred kilohertz. They also provide a close tolerance for applications. Polyester film capacitor provides a tolerance of 5 or 10% when considered to be low, but the good news is they're also cheap. The metallized polyester film capacitor is made from a polyester film that is metallized with a coating. They're considerably smaller than regular polyester film capacitors since their electrodes are thin and hence the ability to fit into a relatively small package. Supercapacitor also goes by the name supercap or ultracapacitor. This capacitor is also among popular types and provides very, very large values of capacitance, considered to be up to several thousand farads. They're popular in automotive applications as well as within systems that require a memory hold-up supply. When you start poking around in your HF radio and so on, you might run into silver mica capacitors. These provide a relatively high level of stability. They offer high accuracy as well as low loss. Silver mica capacitors are normally used for RF applications, providing a minimum value of around 1,000 picofarads. Although useful, they're not as popular as the rest of the capacitors mentioned in this article. Next on the list is a glass capacitor. This capacitor uses glass as the dielectric, hence the name. They have high level of performance due to their low loss. Glass capacitors have high RF current capability as well. Because of their structure and their use, glass capacitors are considered to be among the most expensive capacitors on the market. Then we come to tantalum capacitors. This is a polarized type and provides very high capacitance level, although they're not great when it comes to ripple currents or voltages above their working level. Often find older equipment with tantalum capacitors that are starting to go bad, and they will start to smell really bad when they get hot. Polycarbonate capacitors have a very high tolerance and are suitable for systems that need very high reliability as well as great performance. Polycarbonate capacitors have been designed in a way to hold their capacitance value over time. They can also remain stable in wide temperature ranges from minus 55C to plus 125C, which is considered to be a very wide range. Just like silver mica capacitors, polycarbonate capacitors are also low in popularity. Okay, I don't know much about that one. let's see, I think I skipped over asking if anyone else out there had any announcements tonight. Let's hit that. Please call WD8QCN. All right, we'll go and take a round of check-ins. I already have KQ4CJB. Anyone else wishing to check in to the Far Sunday Technical Service Net, please call WD8QCN now.
K1HTB.
AK4GG.
To you.
AK4GG.
KO4BCN.
3FY Mobile.
KO4BNZ. No comment.
K2PI.
This is KN4MOX. In and out.
KO4RBW. No comment.
Let's pause there. KQ4CJB. K1HTV. AK4GG. KO4BCN, K3FR, KO4VNZ, K2PI, KN4MLX, and KO4RBW. If I've missed anyone or if there are any corrections, please call now.
KO4, Whiskey, Yankee, Victor, in and out.
Picked up KO4, Whiskey, Yankee, Victor. Thank you all for checking in. Any further check-ins, call now. All right, hearing none, let's start at the top of the list. KQ4CJB, how are you tonight? Hope you had a good holiday, and what have you been up to?
Why, thank you for asking. I've been doing pretty well. I've been primarily listening to the radio today. Yesterday, I got in contact with Kilo One Hotel. I'm still new to this, though. It's Kilo One Hotel Tango Victor. I got to talk to him yesterday and today, earlier this morning, and tonight I have been able to talk to him again alongside all of you, and it's been going pretty well, so thank you for asking. Over.
Thanks for that. Yep, he's checked in and is next up on the list. K1HTV, what are you up to, Rich?
Steve and the group. This is K1HTV in Amosville. And enjoyed a very enjoyable day over at Son Andy's house, K1RA, with his wife KZ1AMY, my granddaughter K1AEZ, and my daughter Christina, who came down from Westminster. She's KR1SSZ. So we had a good family gathering, a lot of good food. We ate well, and they even came home with some leftovers, so I'll be in good shape for some good food for a number of days. Not too much going on. The K index is up to 6. Propagation is not that great on the HF bands. Although I did work station in India on Saturday, which surprised me when the K index must have jumped down a little bit. But for today, for the most part of the day, it's been a K index of 6. And it's gone down to 4, as Steve mentioned. But the propagation will eventually stabilize. The reason for the magnetic storm has been a large coronal hole, as you may have heard, at the center of the sun. It's now moving off the center, and a couple of days ago it really spewed off quite a plasma, amount of plasma from the hole, and it arrived here about 24 hours ago, and it's been causing havoc. I guess the folks up north really must like it because they probably have some pretty decent aurora pictures that they took, but nothing down as far south. But we will see some in the years to come with the bigger flares. Don't be surprised to see some visual auroras down here in the Virginia area. Other than that, I was going to operate the Asian contest over the weekend, but with the K index up to 6, that polar route for up to Asia just gets wiped out. All the signals go from us to China, Japan, and most of Northern Asia. And even all parts of the western part of, or the eastern part of Asia, gets pretty much wiped out since the signals must travel through the geomagnetic polar area, which is to the west of the true pole, of the North Pole, of the actual geographic North Pole. So that kind of wiped things out. So I didn't do anything in the Asian, Southeast Asia contest. It was an Asian DX contest on Saipan. So we'll see what this week brings. That's about it from here. I hope to get to the meeting on Thursday. Probably will not be there until later. I have another meeting and a dinner, Knights of Columbus dinner. And back to you, Steve. Thanks again for taking the net. This is K1HTV.
Thanks for that, Rich. K1HTV, WD8QCN with the far net. Observed the same thing here. Things are pretty rough trying to get into Asia. I can hear them sometimes, but there's absolutely no way of working them right now. And I did see that the aurora was looking very active right now, so who knows, folks up in Michigan might get a look at it today. Let's see, next up is John, AK4GG. How are you tonight?
Yeah, good evening, Steve, and the rest of the group. Transmitting on 5 watts, I was coming through. Thanks very much for the information on capacitors. Very good, bang on the money. And also putting out the call for operators and other people that can help on Vint Hill Day in October 1st and 2nd. I'll be pounding that beat for a while until the ranks fill. Looking good so far. Nothing much else to report. I've been doing yard work today. Haven't got back from Canada last week, so just pounding that away. Also, and bad news about Artemis 1, I guess. I'll roll it back to the assembly building and find out what's wrong with the valves, I guess. Important to get that right. I guess each launch is about, 4.1 billion, and the whole program is 93 billion. So it's a serious whack it over there. Anyway, back to the group, WD8QCN, AK4GG.
Thank you, John. Yeah, I saw that launch scrub for the second time there. Yeah, they're kind of getting me up to go up to Goddard and help spec out some of that stuff for the lunar missions here. I don't know if I'm going to take that one or not, though. This week will tell. Let's see. Mike, KO4BCN, how are you and what's new in your neck of the woods and what's exciting?
Hello, KO4BCN here. Hey, Mike, KQ4CKB, you're just like a little bit north of me there on Vint Hill. I live on 619. I live here at the bottom of the hill in New Bristow Village. I've been just reorganizing my shack a bit. I discovered I have a lot of cable that needed to be organized, and it was just a big rat's nest, so kind of went through that. I am running my new-to-me IC 2100 for my base station here now, so I hope I'm coming through pretty well. And just in the last few days, I finally got over COVID. That wasn't a whole lot of fun, but I'm glad. I've had it twice now. It's not fun any time you do it, so I try to avoid that. But I've been playing a little radio today, a lot of FT8, a lot of HF, kind of working to having fun getting contacts on this nice day, trying to stay inside. KL4BCN, back to that.
All right, thanks, Mike. Next on the list is Ron, K3FR. A little bit of that, Teron. You were real noisy in the repeater. Frying was louder than you were, so we'll come back to you in a little bit here. Hopefully you're headed back toward the repeater, and once you top the hill there, you'll be a little stronger. I'll give you a shout again here at the end. Let's see, we had KO4VNZ and had no comment. Let's go to Bob, K2PI.
Very good. This is Horner of Hotel Alpha Romeo Victor, K2PI. In Warrington. Good evening to everybody, and thanks for doing the net. Let's see, kind of busy this weekend. A couple of things. One, after the Wednesday night net, I believe it was, I talked to Andy. K1RA, and he informed me that this rake was a little bit off frequency, the one I'm using now, which is an FT817. So I endeavored to get this thing back on frequency. One, I hope it is, and it's doing what it's supposed to, which all my test equipment tells me it is. And two, it was really useful and kind of interesting. I found out that, you know, I've got a small, tiny spectrum analyzer here. I've got a number of SDRs. I have a frequency counter, and the alignment for this radio requires you to attach a very, very small clip to a really, really small IC pinout to get the reference frequency on the spectrum analyzer and adjust that reference frequency using a small variable capacitor, as you were talking about. The problem is, of course, this is really, really tiny board stuff, and I didn't feel comfortable about that. So I made a probe. I was able to make a probe, put that probe near the leg of that IC, and pick up enough signal on an SDR that I have here in the shack. And I used that as a spectrum analyzer, essentially, along with my other little spectrum analyzer, to pull that reference frequency and then adjust the variable capacitor to get things on frequency. So. Well, there's a way, but I got to tell you, every time I go into something really small, and they tell me to attach to a test point that happens to be, I don't know, less than a millimeter in size, I'm very nervous. So this really worked out well for me, and I got the rig on frequency. Other things I guess I've been doing this weekend, I finally set up a ham shack hotline using a VoIP phone. So I'm just waiting for the all of the stuff to get activated on it, but that'll be cool. I didn't realize, based on what some other hands were telling me, just how popular this had become. So talking to K3KQ and WAKRZ, and they told me that these things were numbering in the tens of thousands now, and they sure are. So that's kind of a nice thing to have in the shack, and I'll see what use I can make of it. Let me drop it for a second. And finally, I did spend some time operating this weekend in the CWO Open, the CW Ops yearly contest, and it was fun. I made a couple hundred contacts playing around on different modes. Not different modes, obviously it was a CW contest, but using different radios. I used a QRP. I did one session QRP and two sessions at 100 watts. And one of the things I did was I changed my name. Instead of Horv, I was Cebu, C-E-B-U, which is the hometown of my wife in the Philippines, which is where my call K2PI comes from. And, it was fun, but it also revealed to me that a lot of the people in CW Ops do not actually listen to the exchanges. They use call files. And when you type in a call, you get all the information up on the screen because you've got a loaded call file. problem with that is they're not actually copying CW, in my opinion. So I kind of consternated quite a number of them, and it was kind of interesting to watch them pause and not copy that that name about 15 times, these 35 to 30 word a minute CW operators. So that was kind of amusing for me. Back to that. Good to hear everybody tonight. K2PI.
PI, WD8QCN. Well, very good. And that sounds like loads of fun. And that's interesting. You have a Filipino wife as well. Mine is from Legazpi.
Very good. Okay. Yeah, so we can get together sometime and talk about our Asalas.
Sounds like a plan. You'll have to get them together and trade lumpia recipes or something.
Without a doubt, although I don't think my wife will give hers away. Send me straight back to that K2PI.
Roger that. I don't think my wife minds sharing. Okay, let's see. I think next three were all no comments. I had KN4MLX, KO4RBW, and KO4WYV, all no comment. I think I saw Kevin check in. Are you there, Kevin? W4RKU, WD8QCN. Check himself in on NetLogger and then disappeared, I guess. Any other check-ins for the Far Sunday Night Technical Service Net, please call WD8QCN now.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar, Zulu Hotel.
KN 4, SPO.
Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Victor Foxtrot.
KN 4, OZH, KN 4, SPL, and I think it was KQ 4, Charlie Victor Foxtrot. Do I have that correct?
That is correct.
We'll start with Gil. KN 4, OZH, how are you this evening? What's new?
WDAA, QCN, KM4OZH, good to see you here this evening, and I'm coming in late on a 5-watt handheld here in Manassas, so I hope my signal is presentable. Finishing the derrick to raise the tilt-over mast at my neighbor's, and that'll be going, hopefully that'll be standing by tomorrow. So make progress on that. Winch, pulley, derrick arm, cable arrangement, and so forth. So I just have to establish the proper tether point there for weight balance and so forth. And she's going in the air tomorrow. So that's about all I got. KM4OZH back to net.
Still, you're making the repeater pretty much full quieting there. Just a little bit of noise on you in the back, but. Solid copy all around, and yep, careful with that antenna work. T-Bob, KN4SPL, how are you? What are you up to?
WD8QCN from KN4SPL. Good evening, Steve, and all on the net. I'm also 5 watts on a handheld in the garage. I don't have a whole lot of radio news that I've been doing lately. I'm just here looking at the space weather, and I'm sure everyone knows. I'm a late to the net tonight, but looks like quite a solar storm today, so maybe it wasn't such a bad thing not being on the air. But anyway, trying to get back into things, just a lot of projects in the yard and all the other pre-fall stuff I got to get done. Anyway, that's all I got. This is KN4, SPL, back to net.
All right, thanks for that, Bob. Yeah, we had a couple rounds on the solar weather there. Looks like a coronal hole pointed this direction, so bands are kind of noisy. See how that develops over the next couple of days here, but Aurora is pretty strong right now. Let's see, down to Mark, KQ4CVF, WD8QCN, how are you tonight?
Doing well. Playing around a little bit with making some rat tails for the HT. Pretty impressive results, actually. Other than that, KQ4CV Foxtrot, back to net.
It sounds good. Have fun with those. Always fun doing antenna and cable work there. So any other check-ins for the Far Sunday Night Technical Service Net, please call WD8QCN now.
HTV recheck.
Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Julia Bravo. I am still here. I'd like to ask, am I coming in a bit quieter? Because I have reduced my transmitting power from 5 watts to 2.5 watts. Over.
WABT in and out.
Okay, got K1HTV with a recheck. Copied W8BT. Travis, got you no comment. And Mike, you are sounding fine, KQ4CJB. Still hitting the repeater pretty solid with the low power. Go ahead with your comment, Rich.
K1HTV.
more of a, well, a question. I know the answer, but there may be a bunch of whole new hams on who don't know what a rat tail or tiger tail is for an HT. You might want to explain it, or so they understand what it is and what it can do. Over.
Get away, Rick.
For those who are not aware of what a tiger tail or a rat tail is, I've always heard of a tiger tail, but anyway, an HT by itself normally has a rubber ducky or a quarter wave on the top, but the other half of the dipole is not usually there. A good radiator is a half-wave radiator, and to make that other half of the radiator, the fix is to attach a wire around the base of the antenna, like if you have a BNC connector, any kind of connector, where the shield normally goes to the top of the handy-talkie. Continue on with a wire from that shield point downward for another quarter wave, or approximately 19 inches on 2 meters, and you will find that this extra wire very often will improve the signal to the repeater, or to the it'll radiate better, simplex or repeater. So you'll hear a rat tail or a tiger tail, and that's what it is. So if you want to play with it, if you have a weak signal into the repeater from a distant location or with low power, you might try adding that extra wire. The hardest part is trying to make the connection, wrapping it around, or it's possible to use a very small clamp, like a hose clamp, the smallest of hose clamps, put the wire underneath the connector and tighten it down and let the wire just dangle down. And there you go with the other half of the dipole. Back to net control, K1HTV.
Thanks for that, Rich. Much appreciated. And let's see, I think since Travis had no comment there, we are at the end of our list. So I'll take one last call for any check-ins for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net. Please call WD8QCN. K3FR Mobile. You're sounding much better. Go ahead, Ron.
That's because I'm about 10 dB more power. I looked at my handy talkie here and noticed I was in the low power mode, so I moved it over to the full power mode, full 5 watts, and I'm also have moved down the road a little bit, so I have a more direct line of sight. I'm at the Hazel Mountain Overlook right now, and it's almost line of sight to the mountain, so I guess I probably should be getting in pretty good. Anyway, like I said, not much to do. I was out just riding today. Burn gas and getting some pictures again. Getting a lot of enjoyment there. See everybody on Thursday. K3FR.
Yeah, solid copy that time around. All right, thanks, Ron. K3FR, WD8QCN. Now, if we have no further check-ins, we'll go ahead and shut this thing down and give you back a little time tonight.
Before we shut down for tonight, I'd like to add on to what K1HTV was saying about the tiger tail. Recently, last weekend, my mom, when I was in the car going to a horseback riding lesson, I used to have a Diamond SRH320A antenna, which I believe was a tri-band whip antenna for my Yaesu VX6R. My mom, unfortunately, broke that, so I decided to get a dual-band signal stick, as I never really used the 220-meter band, and the 220 megahertz band, and for some reason my particular model does not transmit on the 1.25-meter band, and it was advertised by Yaesu that it does that, and I was just like, what? So I've been very happy with this unit so far, this antenna, so that's what I'd like to promote as well, if that's okay with you all. Texas, back to net. Over.
Sounds good, Mike. Yeah, I'm wondering if that might be like a setting you have to enable to allow it to transmit on 220. That may be a software issue. You might want to research that a little bit, but very good on the antenna. It sounds great. All right, one final call for check-ins. Please call WD8QCN. Hearing none, this is WD8QCN, net control for the FARANET. Thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion, any of the announcements or information on FAR, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to faranet@w4va.org. This is is WD8QCN closing the FARINET and returning the frequency to normal amateur use. Thanks to all who joined us, and have a great evening. 7-3.
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Julia Bravo. I just want to say to WD8QCN and anybody else that is still here, I appreciate you all allowing me to attend this meeting, even though I am not in your club. I hope that on Thursday I could be able to attend, but I probably might not because I still have school. I'm a senior in high school, and I go to Patriot High School, so I am still a young teenager that has been happening to get into ham radio. You can thank Stranger Things for that because I saw one of the moments where the kids were using it, and I was just like, why don't I research that? And then 3 years later, here I am. I've been licensed for about a month, and so far I've been really enjoying it. Over.
Hey, Mike. KQ4CJB, WD8QCN. We're pleased as punch to have you with us on the net, and the meeting is both in-person and virtual, so if you can't make it in person, go to the club website, w4va.org, and look up the club meeting link. And there will be a link to the online session as well, so you should be able to get in. I think it's WebEx that we use. So you should be able to attend virtually if you can't come in person.
All right. Thank you for letting me know, K1HTV. I will definitely keep this in the back of my mind, and I'm probably going to head off for tonight, so 7-3.
All right. You have a great rest of your holiday weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you on again. KQ4CJB, this is WD8QCN. By the way, my name is Steve, Sierra Tango, Echo, Victor, Echo.
Q1HTV, Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie, Victor, Foxtrot.
Someone calling?
Someone calling, this is K1HTV. I heard somebody, Steve.
I thought it was Mark, KQ4CBF.
Is that you, Mark?
It is indeed.
A little swell on the trigger finger. How you doing?
Very well tonight. Just wanted to say hi and touch base with you. I don't know if you remember us. We came to the Farrah Field Day. David Gillum showed us around, and we saw your fantastic mobile rig, and got the bug, and got my technician license now.
That's great. Very good, Mark. Oh, yeah, I remember that. That's super. Well, welcome to the hobby. Hope you have many enjoyable years. So many different facets to the hobby. I'm sure you'll find one, or probably more, that you'll like doing. So, I'm sure you'll be looking forward to playing around with different things within the amateur radio hobby. Or,
yeah, there's so much to it. We just picked up ICOM 5100, and starting to look into the D-Star thing. It's mind-boggling, all the directions you can go into.
There's so many things she can do. Well, read up about it, ask a lot of questions, don't be afraid to ask questions, that's how you learn. I've been doing it for 64 years, I've learned a lot, and I'm still learning.
Roger that. Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Victor, Foxtrot clear.
Hey Mark, KQ4CVF, this is K1HTV, take care, good night.
You got 19 years on me, Reg. K1HTV, WD8TCN.
You were a mere youth, or as they said in the movie, a mere youth. My cousin Vinny.
I was just laughing.
A mere youth. See you later. K1HTV, I'm going to go back to watching a movie.
Sounds good, Reg. 7-3 for now. K1HTV, WD8TCN.
K1HTV, clear.